Right now, want to bring in Brian Caribou, editor, Cheesehead TV, also Pro Football Draft Preview. And Brian, welcome to the show. Welcome to SportsCenter. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thanks for having me, guys.
We are glad to have
you. Our pleasure.
You're making the radio circuit. Tis the season. And I got to ask you before we dive in, what is the number one most asked question of you to date?
Oh, probably what position do the Packers need the most? And usually the answer to that question is safety, I think, would be the biggest need on the team right now. Certainly it's far from the only one, but, I mean, you look at the guy who left last year, M.D. Jennings. He's now gone, joined the Chicago Bears, kind of leaving a spot open. And, yeah, the Packers have some options there. There's been talk about Micah Hyde moving to safety. They got the guy Sean Richardson from last year. But that doesn't mean the Packers still can't use depth at the very least. And it's a unit that needs some improving on the defensive side of the football.
Visiting with Brian Caribou here on Sportsline, talking NFL Draft. Sportsline brought to you in part by Bosch Dishwashers. Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., now featuring a new third rack seat at Sears today.
You know, like you said, there's many needs and different things. You're on the clock. Who do you pick to make the Packers better at first pick?
Well, I guess it all depends who's sitting there.
Yeah,
but I said this on social media the last week. If I had to predict right now who I think will be there and who I think the Packers might take, it would be Ryan Shazier, a linebacker from Ohio State. So kind of staying in the Midwest, a Big Ten guy. Would kind of be interesting to see him playing next to A.J. Hawk, two former Buckeyes, but really good player. A guy who's just was able to find his way into opponents' backfields. I think he made over 40 tackles for a loss in his career at Ohio State. I think he's an inside linebacker, although he kind of played in a 4-3 system on the outside in college. But he's a guy who I think is really talented and would really fit in as a 3-4 inside linebacker.
Visiting with Brian Caribou, editor at CheeseheadTV.com and Pro Football Draft Preview on Sportsline. Sid?
Yeah, and that's what you would do. Is there anything you're hearing on what Ted might do?
Ted, as you guys know, keeps his cards pretty close to his chest. I certainly have not heard any peep about what the Packers might do. I think anybody who says they are hearing what they might do is a liar. But, I mean, you know, just based upon needs, I mean, inside linebacker, safety. And I think they also need, on the offensive side of the football, a big target for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it matters if it's tight end or if it's wide receiver. They need a guy who's like 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", whatever position it might be, where as you guys know, Jermichael Finley, while he was called a tight end, he was split out and was practically a wide receiver a majority of the time. They need another guy like him as long as he's on the free agent market.
You listen to Sportsline here on this Tuesday afternoon, visiting with Brian Caribou, editor at CheeseheadTV.com and Pro Football Draft Preview. You're talking about tight-lipped Ted and how he just does not divulge anything of real substance before, although they do bring guys in for workouts, and those do get reported. Have you noticed, Brian, through the recent years anyway, any correlation? Because it just seems like Ted is not going to waste players' time and for the sake of a smokescreen. If they bring someone in to kick the tires, they're serious about maybe buying a thing.
Yeah, what the Packers do and most teams do, and this, you know, isn't true 100% of the time, but they use these small school visits. Every NFL team gets up to 30 of them where they can fly guys out to team headquarters. Mm-hmm. What they do is they usually use them on the guys who weren't at the NFL Combine or weren't on the All-Star Game circuit, where they've already talked with these guys and met with them and had that opportunity. So these are the type of guys they don't really know yet but have an interest in. A lot of them end up being undrafted type of guys, but many times if the Packers take the interest and go as far as to fly these guys out to 1265 Lombardi Avenue, many times you'll see them, the Packers will sign these guys as an undrafted free agent after the draft ends.
Visiting with Brian Caribou of Cheesehead TV and the Pro Football Draft Preview here on The Fan. Brian, you mentioned safety being the biggest need for the Packers. I think most Packers fans would agree with you. Top two guys at the draft, Ha Ha Clinton Dix and Kelvin Pryor, getting a lot of first-round buzz, but can they wait on the safety position and maybe still get a starter later on?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, a lot of people feel as if your pass rush is good, that makes your safeties look a whole lot better. And maybe the Packers just wait off and they get a second or a third-round guy while they try to improve somewhere else, whether it is a pass rusher or, you know, anywhere else. Could be the big tight end in round one. Hard to say at this point. But, those two big names, HaHa Clinix, Kelvin Pryor, those are guys who are projected to go in the first round. If the Packers pass on those two, I'm not sure if they'll be around by the time round two, round three comes along. But there are other safeties out there they could potentially grab later.
You're listening to Sportsline here on this Tuesday afternoon. Chris Hovel, Harry Sidney, Brian Caravu, editor at CheeseheadTV.com, and Pro Football Draft Preview, visiting with us. Sid?
You know, with that, you know, a lot of different mock drafts, they're all out there. What's the story on Jamie Ward, from strong safety from Northern Illinois?
Yeah, Jamie Ward, what he is he was a very, very good player at the MAC level for Northern Illinois. Of course, 2 years ago, they went to a BCS game. And what you saw with Jamie Ward is when they played against Florida State, and they've also played non-conference games against Big Ten teams like Purdue and Iowa they played. Jamie Ward did not look out of place. He really... I thought stepped up when the spotlights were the brightest, and he showed he can hang with those kind of guys. He's a little bit undersized. He's like he's shorter than 6 feet. At the combine, he weighed 193 pounds. That's a little light for an NFL safety. Not to say there aren't guys out there who can't make it at that size, but there's not a lot of them. I've got him rated behind Kelvin Pryor, HaHa Clinix, Dayon Buchanan. But after that, I think he's my fourth grade safety and is right up there with a lot of them.
Brian, I know that people say that's a ridiculous idea, crazy notion. However, nobody said that when Aaron Rodgers was out and the Packers were playing circular quarterbacks. If Jimmy Garoppolo is somehow available within shouting distance, I got to tell you, first of all, I love the guy, but second of all, that position, I don't know how you can just dismiss it, because whenever anyone says, oh, no, you got to get a safety, you've got to get an inside linebacker, well, yeah, they're imagining Junior Seau maybe or you know, one of the great safeties of all time. They never imagine a guy that doesn't pan out. You know, and I think if you've got a high-end talent at quarterback, and maybe not that guy, that spot of the draft, high second, late first, but shoot, I'd have to at least have a conversation.
Yeah, you know, I guess if they didn't commit to Aaron Rodgers with a 7-year contract,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're hoping nobody else is playing quarterback for the Packers for the next 6 years. I certainly can't see him spending a first rounder on a quarterback. Now, if they feel he's really the best guy, maybe they also feel like, hey, there's some other teams out there who might think he's the best guy right now. And what the Packers could do then is maybe trade down, get some extra picks where they can get a little extra value and maybe get an extra second rounder or third rounder and then maybe grab a quarterback a little bit later. I just can't see him, you know, investing in a quarterback like Jimmy Garoppolo first round. But, I mean, certainly even as high as the second day, if there's a guy you really like, yeah, maybe.
Visiting with Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com, and Pro Football Draft Preview. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say, you don't need him and you hope Aaron plays, but I think after last year, Ryan Mallett with New England, everyone's saying what a genius Bill Belichick is when starting quarterbacks are going down because he's got it covered and he's got trade value, but we shall see. Inside linebacker, C.J. Mosley, there are other guys that are being talked about. Let's say Brad Jones is out, and I know you talked about a couple of guys, but somebody that maybe is not the household name that you could maybe see Ted being a Ted Thompson kind of guy.
Oh, well, top three linebackers, C.J. Mosley, Ryan Shazier, Chris Borland, of course, from Wisconsin. Okay, here's a good name for you. Christian Jones of the National Championship Florida Seminoles. He's a guy who has played both inside linebacker and outside linebacker, was actually kind of an outside linebacker lining up on the line of scrimmage this past year for Florida State. So I think he's kind of flying under the radar, and that people don't really kind of consider him on the inside, but he has a lot of experience there. But he's a guy who's got after the pass rusher or gotten after the passer a lot in his career there at Florida State, and was a big reason they had such a good defense there. The Seminoles did this past season and won the national championship. So he's the kind of guy who's kind of flying under the radar, I think, and could be an inside linebacker prospect and a good one.
Visiting with Brian Caribou, editor at CheeseheadTV.com and Pro Football Draft Preview here on The Fan. Marcus, and then Harry, and then we'll let you go, Brian. Marcus?
Yeah, Brian, with the signing of Julius Peppers and talk of him playing some linebacker, some DN, that elephant position, what about a versatile linebacker that can maybe play some outside and some inside, a guy like Kyle Van Noy from BYU?
Yeah, Kyle Van Noy, he's the kind of guy who's going to come off probably late in the first, maybe early in the second. I see very few people projecting him as high as 21, so that might be a little bit high for the Packers to take him. But again, I mean, you never know. They trade down, and all of a sudden a guy like that could be attractive. I guess you just have to ask the Packers are going to have to ask themselves, boy, we had Kyle Van Noy. I know we've had injuries here in Green Bay quite a bit, but what if Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, Mike Neal, Nick Perry, Mike Daniels, Dayton Jones, what if those guys are all healthy? Then you've got a first-round draft pick who might not even see the field very much. So
if all those guys are healthy, that might be Armageddon,
that's what they
Brian.
Have to decide.
That might be Armageddon if all those guys are healthy at once. It'd be nice just to see how it might look.
Just for
in theory, anyway. Just something different.
Yeah, but as much as we're talking about the Packers and potential draft, who's going to be their number one pick?
Number one pick, I think Jadeveon Clowney. He's just so uber-talented. When I saw him run in the 4.4s at the NFL Combine, I remember watching the NFL Network and how they can kind of like superimpose him, you know, like running against defensive backs and showing that he was just stride for stride with defensive backs in the 40. When I saw that raw talent, I just like, wow, this guy's got it all. And he didn't always put it together in college, but who knows? Maybe he was just trying to keep himself healthy for the pros, and he will be a monster at the next level.
Hey, Brian, great stuff.
Yes,
last thing
you.
Before I let you go real quickly, other than Jimmy Garoppolo, who would the Packers with the 21st pick take where you would say, oh, yeah, are you kidding me? Is there anybody that you just in that range in the draft, a name that you come across day-to-day looking at this thing and going, geez, please, no, for whatever reason?
Well, you know what? A lot of people like Ha-ha Clinton Dix. I think he's actually the third best safety in the draft. It's not that I don't like him, but I think there's another guy nobody's talking about. His name is Dalen Buchanan of Washington State. He's my number one safety. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster than Ha-ha Clinton Dix. Based upon all the measurables at the Combine, had a very good career at Washington State. I would just cringe to see him take Ha-ha Clinton Dix ahead of guys like Kelvin Pryor and Dayon Buchanan.
Well, remember, you heard it here first on draft day. When the Green Bay Packers select Ha-Ha and someone says, uh-oh, that was Brian in the back row.
I wouldn't mind them, just as long as the other two guys are off the board first.
Okay.
Hey, great stuff. Really appreciate spending the time with you. And would love to talk with you after the draft, which, sometime in June? I think this thing gets pushed back later and later, which is a whole other topic. But thanks for joining us, and we'll visit with you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Brian Caribou, editor at CheeseheadTV.com and Pro Football Draft Preview. Harry, did you happen to hear the draft is in an exact science?
I've heard something about that. Witness
the
kind
three of us, if we'd get a buck every time that's said between now and the draft, May 8th, holy man, we'd
or
be figuring out which resort to join.
You know, or
which
like
spa membership.
If we can only get a camera and look inside their heart to see what's going on, we can't. We can just judge them by how fast they run, size of their hands.
You can't measure heart. Oh, I'm sure you probably can.